exactly, everybody.
Chris Roach is making his way in the studio. He's a funny comedian who can be seen on the comedy Kevin Can Wait with Kevin James.
I want to say number one comedy. How do you like that?
I wonder how that translates financially for Mr. Roach.
Well, I'll just say this. My number one comedy. How about that?
That's good. There you are. Action out, Chris. How are you? Yeah, have a seat, buddy. But you are a large human being. In a sexy way. I mean, in the best. Hey, so you had quite the slew of hot chicks at your show last night. I was receiving Snapchats at all hours of the night last night.
Oh, yeah. There was a young lady that said she knew you.
Well, I don't. Yeah, it's weird. You don't really know them. You social media know them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is fine with me. The more hot chicks I could kind of know, yes, the better.
She was pretty hot.
Yeah. How does that work out for you? Do you get, now that you're on TV, do you get more? I mean, I know you've been on TV, but now that you're on a hit show, do you get more of that?
Yeah, finally now I'm on a hit show and I have no sex drive and I get chicks now.
Why do you have no sex drive? Age-wise?
48, I just have, yeah. I got to get to the gym and do something. I don't know.
Yeah, is that what it is? Do you get one of those? I went and got tested for that testosterone thing.
Yeah, I have low, what do you call
low
it?
Low T?
I have low T.
Yeah.
Eat some yams.
Carmen, rub your boobs on his back. Get him going.
You have any tea over there?
She got two teas right there.
I felt something.
Yeah. No, seriously, how? So you're not married, right?
Yes, I am married.
Oh, no wonder why you have low T. That's a problem. Yeah. How long have you been married?
12 years.
Yeah. 12 years. Oh, your T's out the window, buddy.
Yeah.
My T's in the same spot as yours.
It's all dried up.
Yeah. 12 years
it's
of
boring tea. Boring T is what it is. Oh, man, and you were 12 years, so you got it really before you hit the height of success.
Yeah, I took advantage of when I had the tea.
Yeah.
I used it when I had it.
Right. So you're not mad at it. You're not like, all right, missed out.
No. Yeah. I took it full advantage. I'm like, this tea's not going to last forever.
Right. Are you and Kevin James buddies? Like, is he a hangout guy, or is he kind of just an I'm around guy?
He's not really a hangout guy. I don't know him like that yet.
Right.
But, he's a really hardworking guy. I mean, going from set to movie set. And
to be fair, pull that mic right up there, right in front of you, because it's real direct. There you go. There's the tease back.
Right. No, he's after we film a scene and they say cut, he's off to, he's rewriting the scripts.
Oh, really?
He's, he'll look at the set and go, I want that changed tomorrow. And, you know, he's always working.
You guys rolling your eyes yet? Like, oh, Jesus, King of Queens, let the other guys do some work around here.
You know, you're not really the king.
Yeah. Hey, so Galvin and I had friends who had a sitcom on TBS.
Right.
And they, man, we still, out of all the things we saw and celebrities and men and all that, we still talk about the catering. So I'd imagine for a real network it's fantastic, right?
It is lovely.
Yeah.
It is lovely. I put on weight definitely being on that show. Because the food there is like the it's 24, you know, it's whenever you're there, there's food.
Right. Don't they have to provide it for you, like union wise? If you're there so long, they have to switch to a different meal or something?
Yeah, and then there's a kitchen where we go to where there's always wraps or nuts or candy.
And 90% of the scenes I see you guys in, you're eating pizza or eating chicken wings or something,
eating,
you know?
Like my dad said to me recently, he goes, how come you always eating? I said, because if I don't have lines, I'm going to eat. I'm not going to just sit there and stare.
Right. So, you got to get a little attention.
And Kevin is, he doesn't want anything to look sitcom-y. He wants it to look as real as possible. Yeah. So all the food there is really good. Like when we're eating pizza, that's great.
Real pizza, yeah.
We have pizza warmers on the side. And,
oh, nice.
We learned that beer is not real beer when you're in a bar sitcom.
Oh,
it's sudsy gas, heartburn-inducing, gross stuff.
But he changed that early on.
Oh, right?
Yeah, you got the real beer? Right.
Yeah, and they have, I mean, the labels are fake, but they asked me what beer I like.
Oh, they put your own beer in there.
Heineken Lights get poured in there.
Nice, right? Good for you.
Maybe, I don't know. It's a rumor.
We want to run something past you in preparation for the show. I saw what may be your finest acting video ever. What would you say that is?
When I was a mental patient?
Yes.
On a soap opera. Yes, thank you.
What's interesting is I would imagine that if I was an actor, you and I would be going out for the same parts.
Probably,
right?
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, Roach is here. I'm losing this one.
Or if they said we need a taller, more manly Nick Offerman. You look a little bit like...
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm more manly than Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're the Paul Bunyan of Offermans.
We need Nick Offerman with a low T.
How low is your T?
I don't know. I don't think it's low enough where I need that cream or whatever they put on there.
Yeah, a shot. You need a shot.
Yeah, no, it's like low. Like you'll be okay.
We can get you shot up while you're here if you want.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Without a doubt.
You need some stem cell.
We can do it all.
Some hair?
Yeah.
I think some hair?
Heroin? We can get anything you want.
I think low T keeps me out of trouble, too.
That might be true.
Probably.
That might be true. I do find out that I've been married for about the same amount, a little longer, that now I just, like, I told my wife the other night, we went out to dinner, and I said, listen, we're not having sex tonight. I'm just letting you know before, because we're going to choose to eat instead of having sex. I don't want to go home with a big steak in my belly and try to act like I'm Casanova.
That's my wife and I. Would you rather eat and maybe watch a movie or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's like we'd rather eat and watch a movie.
Right. You have kids?
I have one through another relationship.
Oh, so you're clear in this one, huh?
I took care of that.
Right.
I took care of that.
Wow. I was going to say we could do that for you here, too, if you want.
Really?
Maybe sniff everything, yeah.
Wow.
Or get your kid.
Yeah, either whatever. One.
You guys are great.
I'm watching your scene. There you go. There's what soap opera was this?
One Life to Live.
Oh man!
Well, I like this little guy. They had look at him grabbing me.
Yeah,
me like I picked this guy up and throw him through a window.
he is the worst human being alive. He's got the worst facial hair, the worst head hair. He's dressed terribly. I hate everything about that guy.
He plays what's his name? John McBain, I think it is. The women love this guy.
Really,
Michael Easton, his name is. But he was the whole time I was there. He speaks with this very smoky voice, like "Hey," and then after working there for a week, my character gets killed.
Oh,
and he comes over to me and he's taking my pulse as I'm on the floor. He goes, "I'm gonna find out whoever did this to Rodney," and I start laughing. I couldn't take it. Like, Chris, you're dead. You're not supposed to be laughing. I'm like, sorry. His voice was getting
sexy voice.
By the way, Rodney, a great slow adult name.
Oh boy,
Rodney got in the closet again.
Rodney, there I am playing with the baseball cards, and he comes over. Look, watch. He touches one of my cards. Now, if I was a real mental patient, I'd kill him right now.
Oh, absolutely.
You're a combination of Warren from Something About Mary, and who else?
Franks and Beans.
Franks and the guy from L.A. Law.
Benny.
A little bit of Benny.
Well, it's funny because in preparation for this, I do have a list of people who have played slow adults.
Oh, good. Okay.
if you'd like to choose your favorite out of these. Yeah. I have Benny from L.A. Law.
He was good. I really thought he was mental.
Right. Warren from Something About Mary.
Oh, well, they're the two best.
Sean Penn from I Am Sam.
Ooh, that's a good one.
He went full retard.
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton from Sling Blade.
Yeah, he was a lot of...
I'm going to throw it back old school. Mm. Mickey Rooney from Bill. Remember Bill?
Oh, Bill.
Bill's my name. My name's Bill, and that's the rule.
Was that kid Robbie Benson?
Yeah.
Oh, Robbie Benson was he another slow guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember Bill,
though.
Wait a second. Joe, can you look up... Robbie Benson played a slow adult, too.
Yes.
Where he was like, he would say something, and I couldn't remember what.
The final one I had on my list, I go female on this one, Rosie. Riding the bus with my sister, Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, well, you're forgetting one.
What?
The woman who won the Emmy that you do the bull testicles.
Oh, Crandon Temple.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who did that? Was that Claire Danes?
No, that was that Hillary Swank? No. Maybe it was Claire Danes. Maybe you're right.
Do the impression.
I've eaten bull testicles before, you know.
Find the Rob. What was the Robbie Benson movie? Do you remember? I'm right.
It was like a love story in a way. Was that the one where he was, there was another mentally handicapped person and they were in love?
I think you're right.
You were right. That was Claire Danes.
It was Claire Danes.
Yes, it was Claire
it's
Danes.
A beautiful
in that
story.
One.
I can't remember. It was, was it George Burns?
And was
it Robbie Benson, George Burns?
Two of a kind. George Burns, Robbie Benson, Cliff Robertson. Yes. There you go.
And was one of them? Yeah, because he was old.
Movie George about a mentally challenged young man in a relationship. Yes.
Yes.
He played the drums or something.
Did he play the drums or did he just bang
it?
It
was a real tearjerker.
Carmen, what are you looking at? Chris's Facebook page?
Yeah. I was trying to find his wife when you were talking about her. But
oh, I got
you.
He's
a stalker.
My wife on TV or my wife in real life?
She's on your Facebook page.
But this is your...
That's my family. Those are my siblings.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's my dad.
Are you the most successful out of all of them?
No, they're all... My brothers and sister are all retired NYPD.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
And
you did that? Were you a cop, too?
I tried it for a little while, and I was not good at it.
Well, yeah, because you were too nice, right?
Yeah. The worst part was riding... to write someone a summons or ticket.
Yeah.
And you know,
they give you the sob story.
But you know what it's like to receive it when you're just, when you're working paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, you feel terrible.
Yeah, so I wouldn't write them, and then they would send the sergeant out at me, like, Roach, go write that guy over there. I'm like, but he's peeing on a tree.
Yeah, he's got to go.
Go write him. Like, all right, sir, when you put it away, I need to see your ID.
So wait a second. So they're all, so where'd you grow up?
On Long Island.
And the whole family in Long Island, and then they all work what, in the city?
In the city, yeah, Queens, Manhattan.
How long, what years did you do that?
I did it from 96 to 99.
See, I couldn't do that either.
I hated it. I hated it.
But see, I couldn't do it for the opposite reason. I would love the power. I'd be like that guy from Staten Island to choke the other guy out. I'd just be like, I'm a cop. I can do whatever I want.
Like when I put the uniform on, it felt like Halloween.
Let's be cops.
It didn't do anything for me. I'm like, all right.
I'd be on the cover guy. I'd be in sweatpants and the big inside out sweatshirt with my badge on a chain. I'd be that guy.
Yeah, you'd be in sweatpants, bad lieutenant.
Yeah.
We know what you'd be doing. Walk away.
I'd be walking in delis and stealing Snapples the entire time I'm there. Yeah, I would have the exact opposite feeling. It would empower me to be an ass.
Hated it.
Yeah.
Hated it.
How'd you get into acting? That's a big... Or did you go stand up first, right?
I did stand up first. I started stand up because, believe it or not, I was really terrified of public speaking.
Yeah.
And so I was taking...
So stand up, obviously.
Yeah. I was taking these courses, and then somebody said, hey, try an open mic. And I tried it, and I was hooked forever.
Really?
That was it, yeah. And then 3 years later, I started taking acting classes.
What was your first acting, like, legit acting thing?
My first thing I did... Oh, okay. My first thing I did was the cable company down there is called Optimum Cable.
Right.
And I played a pixel on a commercial. So I was dressed with, like, 10 other guys in different color spandex suits.
Uh-huh.
And the spandex hats. They made us wear, like, dancer underwear.
Sure.
So we didn't have anything, a revealing bulge.
Right.
And it was really popular. It played like constantly. And at the time, I was managing these adult stores.
Like adult video stores?
Adult, yeah.
Okay.
High end.
In the city or?
Long Island.
Okay.
People like, you worked in a porn store? I'm like, no, excuse me, it's an adult entertainment.
High end adult, yeah.
All right.
Did it have
There's
booths?
A difference.
Did it have
no.
booths? No,
no.
Just rental?
A lot of like, when you walked in, it was like a Victoria's Secret.
Oh, I gotcha.
And the middle was like a Spencer's Gifts. And then when you got to the back, you got the fists and stuff like that.
Oh, right.
So I was like, this one woman comes in. She's asking me, she goes, how does this vibrator work? And I'm showing her the controls, like you press this
button.
This
is how a porno starts.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's rotating this way, that rotates that way. She looks at me, she goes, are you the green pixel?
That's like, are you grapes from Fruit of the Loom?
I said, yes, I am, but please pay attention when you press this button. This button looks left.
Do you know how she went home and used that? And the green pixel showed
That's
me
right.
how to use this.
Oh, yeah.
That is hilarious. How long did you do that?
I managed the adult stores for like, wow, that was like 15 years.
Oh, that's another reason why that's like I couldn't be a cop because I couldn't work in the adult store because I'd be like, what's up?
And it was just a job. After a while, it was just like, I came home one day and I said to my wife, it's just not funny anymore.
No, yeah.
Working there, just boring to me. And I just, you know.
Yeah.
Probably another reason why I have low T.
Yeah. Yeah, because you were inundated with it.
Yes.
You were
overload.
Like,
I burnt all my tea up over there.
Yeah. That's why, like, oh, man, there's the green pixel commercial. Look at you.
Nice
Hold
line.
On. Were you big? You were the biggest pixel out there. You had it. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
Why do I got to wear pink? Pink makes me look chubby.
You know what? I want to say that I've seen this before now.
Yeah. There's a few of them.
Oh, man, that is funny. Are you the green pixel in a dildo store?
I remember when they gave me that outfit, I'm like, there's no way I'm putting this on. And then the pink guy, his name's Coleman Green, he came walking out. I'm like, oh, I guess I get one. And he comes up and he's like, hey, can you zip me up in the back? I remember zipping him up.
This is Chris Roach. He is at Side Splitters. He's a very funny comedian. He's also on the television show Kevin Can Wait, which you can see on TV right now. Boy, how's the money for that? Good, huh?
Well, I'm a recurring character, so, you know, a lot of people think I'm rich, but...
Yeah, I would think you're rich now.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing better than I was last year.
Uh-huh.
My wife and I are still living with my dad.
What was the big thing last year? What was the big job last year?
Me?
Yeah.
I was doing comedy and bouncing in clubs and bars.
Oh, so you were doing legit work.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you went from being a comedian-sized bouncer to being on a... network television show with one of the biggest network comedy stars in history. That's a pretty big jump.
He's incredible. I was just performing at a comedy club on Long Island on a Wednesday night, like 30 people in the audience.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at my notes in the back, and I was getting ready to go on stage, and I saw him come walking in and sit in the back. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. What do you, freak out a little?
I was freaking out, but right. I was, the whole self-talk was going on. I said to myself, just go up there.
Ignore him.
Don't rush. Keep to your cadence. Just be yourself. And I don't know at that moment, but at that moment when I did my 10 minutes, he was like, that's the guy. That
oh, really?
I didn't nice.
Know, yeah, I don't know, 2 months later when I auditioned. For the part, but I found out later on that when I did that 10-minute spot, he was like, that's the guy. The breakdown of the character was giant, long-suffering father of seven. I said, oh, I'm giant, long-suffering. I have one kid.
Yeah. That suffered the amount of seven.
Giant, long-suffering, low T.
Yeah. I'm concerned with your low T. I feel bad for
this
you.
This is what low T looks like.
Yeah.
radio, but,
do you not do any on-the-road iPad porn while you're here?
What's that?
iPad porn or anything when you're on the road?
Of course.
Okay. You got to keep the spark going or else you lose it all.
But now there's some times where I'll be like in the middle of watching it. I'm like, I think I'm just going to go to bed.
You can't quit in the middle. I have come home drunk and so tired and fallen asleep in the middle. And I was like, nope, got to finish. Got to finish.
I know sometimes I get bored. I'm like, I think I'm just going to sleep.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
That's hilarious.
He's just not that into it.
This is Chris Roach. I love this story. I hope you become super rich and super famous from this.
Oh, so does my wife.
Yeah. She like, hey, man, it's been 12 years. Let's do something.
My wife, when I met her, she was living in like a nicer area of Long Island.
Uh-huh.
And I took her and we moved to Ronkonkoma, which is like, it's okay.
Right.
She always reminds me of that, me moving her from this area to that area. And we moved on with my father. Because, money got tight.
Sure.
I moved with my dad, and we're still there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm driving a 97 Lincoln Town Car. And, it's been interesting. I had a fan knock on my door.
Really?
Excuse me. On your dad's door.
Thank you for reminding me.
And it was a Long Island guy. Hey, Chris Roach?
He knocks on the door. I'm sleeping. He says to my wife, "It's Chris here. I'd like to get an autograph." And she goes, "No, he's not here." And he goes to her, "But his car's here."
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And she freaks out. So I was talking to Kevin's security guy, and he says, you got to get a post box. You got to put the post box on your license, on your registration. I'm like,
so track you down. Google. Yeah. They'll Google you. Yeah. They'll find you. I think you'd be able to handle yourself. You're a giant.
Somebody was waiting for me. Was it out front here where the guy was waiting for me?
Oh.
Yeah, really nice guy, though. He had a picture of me.
That amazes me. We've had comedians had to last. So John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard was here a couple months ago.
Oh,
right. That's how
I would stand outside and wait for him.
Yeah, it was great. We made him cry. We had a really good interview with him. And then on the way out, we had to sneak him out the back door because a process server was chasing him.
That is hysterical. Are you kidding me?
I had to drive his truck around because he had parked. He like drove his own truck. He parked in the parking lot. So I had to go get his truck and pull it around back so we could lead him out the back door.
And he loved it. He was like playing games. He was like, you can talk about this after I leave. Yeah. I just got to get out of here.
Yeah. Wow. It's hilarious.
How's his tea?
His tea's strong.
Yeah.
Bo Duke is not lost a step at all.
He probably gets to use it a lot.
On Black Ladies now because he's on that Tyler Perry show.
Yeah,
he is.
Right. Yeah, he's the one white guy I think on the Tyler Perry show,
and they all love him. All right, so what do we need to do now to get you? What season are we in? Is this the first season?
Season one. We should find out next month if we're picked up.
They're not going to cancel a Kevin James series in the first season.
Plus, it looks good. The ratings are good,
right?
And they gave us an additional 2 episodes for season one.
Oh, so
it's really nerve-wracking the way it works. They give you 12, and they said, all right, if you're good around 6, we'll give you the other 9.
Wow.
And then if you're good after that, we'll give you 2.
So you've got a full season out of them.
Yeah.
You're going to go to next season now.
Season 2 looks good.
We got a good agent? We're going to bump the...
I got a good agent, and I'm hoping that the money and the comedy goes up, too.
Yeah, well, it's got to. Once you get the fame from the TV show, that's when the big payday comes.
I hope so.
How was last night's show?
Oh, it was great.
In addition to the hot chicks that we sent,
I love comedy clubs, and this comedy club's a great comedy club.
Yeah.
And you guys could do the Kevin Can Wait tour, because you got you, Kevin, Gary Valentine, Jim Brewer is a reoccurring character.
Yeah, yeah. There's talks about it. I've been talking to Gary a little bit, and he mentioned something about me, him, and maybe the one that plays Kevin's son. He's a comedian also. He does stand up.
Oh, really?
Kid, yeah.
Huh.
He does stand up. What a good kid too.
Oh, Gary though.
You along, Gary?
Yeah.
All right. No one say anything.
All right. He's a great guy.
He is a great guy. Very nice guy, Gary.
That's a kiss of death in show business. Mm-hmm. When someone says about another comedian, he's a great guy.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Uh-huh. He didn't do anything. He's just a great guy. Chris Rhodes, not such a great guy in the best of terms.
Hey, I like that. I'll take it.
Listen, if you get a second, Google Chris Roach on the soap opera, just because it's great to watch. And check him out at Sidesplitters this weekend. You can go to sidesplitterscomedy.com or 960-1197. There's shows tonight, 8 and 10:15, Saturday, 6, 8, and 10:30, and then Sunday at 7 o'clock. See him now before he becomes too famous to come here.
Yeah.
But right?
By Sunday, I'm going to be so hungover, so see me tonight or tomorrow.
if you are a doctor that specializes in low testosterone, please bring him a shot tonight.
Yeah,
please shoot him right on stage.
B12 or something.
Yeah, give him something to get him rolling. Appreciate you getting up early and coming on down here.
No, it was great to be here.
Enjoy the weekend at Sidesplitters. Go see Chris Roach.